Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Hello everybody, welcome back to another episode of Decoding the Unknown. I, as always, am your host, Simon. Welcome, welcome. It's nice to have you here. What happens here, this is a show where the format is Kevin has written me a script. I have it in front of me right now. We're going to explore it together. I've never read it before. Again, if you're watching on YouTube, this show is broadcast on both as a podcast and a YouTube channel. And if you're watching, if you're listening as a podcast, please do leave a review. And let's go. I'm sure we've all made some bizarre impulse purchases, especially in our younger days. I bought a canoe the other day. A friend of mine was like, we catch up. He's a friend of mine from the UK I went to university with. We catch up maybe once a month. And he's like, dude, I just bought a canoe and it's sick. And I'm like, dude, where'd you get this canoe? And he sent me to this website. And he's like, dude, it's a foldable canoe. And I'm like, that's pretty sick. And I have a little holiday house and it's right by this river. And I often see people, like, especially in the summer, they go by in their little canoes. And I'm like, I want a canoe. And so I bought this canoe and it arrived and it's massive. And it's currently in my apartment. And I'm very much looking forward to the weather getting better. I'm going to take this canoe. I'm going to go canoeing. Why are we talking about this impulse purchase? It was in the script. I'm a line in and we're already distracted. I apologize, dear listener. Let's carry on. When I was 16, my friends and I attended King Richard's Fair, a Renaissance fair here in Massachusetts. It was a fun time featuring jousting, living chess, and a surprising amount of both scripted and improv comedy shows. There was also a beautiful girl selling a handmade chainmail who I was far too nervous to try and talk to at the time, though I wound up dating her over 20 years later, completely unaware it was the girl from all those years ago, until months into our relationship. That is nuts. What a coincidence. Being a teenager, I naturally didn't have a lot of money to throw around, but I still made one ridiculous impulse purchase when I was there. A 12-inch dagger. Holy shit, is that even legal? Oh, it's America, of course it's legal. In the UK, you can't buy knives. Which is weird, because I think it's like, if you've got, you can't carry a knife over 3 inches, which, or like 5 centimeters or something. It's like this big. It's like, it's little, you can't have a bigger knife than that. Which I guess makes people buying kitchen knives. I never really understood. Like, so how do you come home from the store if you've been kitchen knife shopping? How does IKEA get away with it? But no, I never had a big knife as a kid. I got a big knife now. Because I'm in a country where you could buy big knives. And I was like, shit, yeah. I remember my uncle came. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I promise this will be the last tangent for a little while. My uncle came to visit me in Prague. And we went to this knife store. And my uncle is the absolute king of impulse purchases. Like, you have never met a man in your life who is more into impulse purchases. He has like 4 different motorbikes that he doesn't ride because he impulse purchases like motorbikes. He bought like this insane, he's like a 60 something year old doctor, and he bought like an insane superbike and he's too afraid to ride it. So he bought a Harley Davidson because it was slower, but it's too loud. And he just has these things, he's crazy. So he comes to Prague. And he's like, I like knives. And so we pop into this fancy knife shop and he buys this knife, 500 quid. It was like this Damascus steel horn knife that was crazy. And it flicks out, it's like, whoosh, and this knife comes out and it's like, that is sick. And I'm like, isn't that illegal in the UK? Like, to have a flick knife. So he Googles it and he's like, yeah, it's illegal. And I'm like, should we return? He's like, do you want it? And I'm like, dick, it's a £500 knife. Are you insane? Just go return the bloody knife. And he just was like, no, you can have it. And so I have this sick Damascus steel horn knife, which I use for opening envelopes. But fascinating tangent, Simon. So that's the coolest knife that I own. As a dumb kid, I thought having this weapon was the coolest thing ever. Not that I could legally take it anywhere. It was expensive, so I can't bring myself to just throw it out, but it's the sort of possession that drives me insane because of its complete lack of practical application. It's not even sharpened, so unless I wander into a thrift store that has a cheap wet wheel lying around, if I needed a weapon, I'd be better served by a metal baseball bat. While short-sighted and pointless, my rash decision was ultimately harmless to everyone except me and my wallet. The same cannot be said about all such purchases. I'm not talking about some angry drunk who impulsively purchases ammunition at a Texas gas station to deal with his cheating wife. This isn't Casual Criminalist, holy shit, that got dark quick. And also, can you really buy ammunition at a gas station? I mean, Kevin did say Texas, so I guess yes. Today I'm talking about a 15-year-old boy who bought a shower curtain that would go on to break the internet. Pop art fabric. In approximately 2008, when Reddit user TomTashH was 15 years old, he saw a shower curtain for sale and decided that it looked cool. The fabric featured a number of celebrity faces in a pop art style, entirely in shades of blue, black, and white. And I know, I promise that I'm not going to go on tangents, but I have to mention shower curtains. Shower curtains are the worst fucking things in the world. I would never, in a million years, install a bathroom that utilized a shower curtain, because they're disgusting. For some reason, why do they come close to you when you take... I know it's got to be something to do with, like, air moving around and heat and all of that shit, but why is it when you're taking a shower, does that shower curtain often just start drifting towards your body, and it's like, don't touch me! And then when it touches you, you're like, oh, great, now I gotta wash that part of my body again, because I just assume it's disgusting, because it's been touching other people who are me and my family. But still, it's not nice. Shower curtains suck.
God, that sucks.
The fabric featured a number of celebrity faces in the pop art style, entirely in shades of blue, black, and white. Admittedly, he did not know who all the celebrities were immediately. He may not have even known who any were. If you're listening to this as a podcast, you may want to open up Google Images because of the topic of today's episode. It's going to be a little image heavy, or even better, just come and watch on YouTube so you can see not only all of the images, but also all of fantastic editing. That's very nice of you, Kevin. But also, if you're listening on a podcast, that's totally fine as well. A little bit of a inside look behind the curtain, or should I say behind the shower curtain. I like people to listen and watch on both rather than come to one specific platform, because it's good to be diversified. Like, one of the reasons I do these as podcasts and as YouTube channels is because I had a lot of YouTube channels and I was like, that's a little bit scary, isn't it? But if I have podcasts as well, it diversifies me a little. It makes me a little bit safer on the internet, so that if YouTube goes away, I can still afford things, which is nice. And while you're there, be sure to like, subscribe, and get in the comments, which I'll continue to type in all caps, despite Simon's reluctance to shout it. Yeah, Kevin always writes get in the comments in all caps, and I'm always just like, just read it normally. Kevin, I decide on how we do things! Back on track. This mystery first showed up online approximately 2 years ago, in early 2020. TomTashH posted on r/tipofmytongue explaining the situation. There were 8 celebrity images and Reddit pieced together, not only who 7 of them are, but they also found the original photographs. He posted it again in 2021, both on Tip of My Tongue and on No Stupid Answer, before creating the mystery's own subreddit. Celebrity number 1 was Adriana Lima, a Victoria's Secret model. Right away, you can tell by comparing the original image and the image on the fabric that identifying these people is not necessarily going to be an easy task. Seeing them side by side, it's obvious that it's the same picture, but I would have never recognized her from just the pop art style. Yes, this is totally true. So what we're looking at, basically, if you are listening and you can't be bothered to whip out your phone and go to Google Images, which is fine, is there's Andy Warhol style pop art images of people, and then there's the matching photograph on the right. So there we have it. The pop art is good. I hate shower curtains, but the artwork is quite nice. Celebrity number 2 is Josh Holloway, Sawyer from Lost. At the time these curtains would have been created, approximately 2008, he was mostly known for the show Lost. The photo was taken in 2004 at GQ's Men of the Year event. A very important aspect of the image is that the white Josh has quite a bit of stubble in the original photo, but it's been removed for the pop art. His head also has been truncated quite a bit. Oh yeah! Ha! Huh. Wow, people are good at spotting these. His face is, like, longer in real life, and on the left it's wider. Like, I would definitely not recognize that as Josh Holloway. It feels like they adapted the image to the pop art style, realized it was too tall for how they wanted to place it on the fabric, and lazily grabbed the little box at the bottom of the image to resize it instead of the corner, making his face both shorter and wider. Still, it's unmistakable when alongside the original. Yes, definitely unmistakable. Celebrity number three is Adriana Lima, the only person to appear on this fabric twice. I don't know who this is. Either the designer of this art piece has a serious crush on her, or he was too lazy to think of eight different celebrities. To be fair, this does sound like a lot of work. The other alternative would be that the designer had no idea who any of these people are and was just trying to quickly churn out some contract work, because Adriana looks so different in this image compared to the first that I would have never guessed it was the same person without having been told. This photo was also taken in 2004 at the Victoria's Secret Angels Across America tour. Okay. Celebrity number four is actress Jessica Alba. Once again, we can see the truncated effect on the image. Still, her head is shorter and wider than Josh's was, and it's visibly changed the angle and size of her arm. Still, this is pretty clearly the same image. This photo is from the 2007 Teen Choice Awards. Celebrity number five is Travis Fimmel. I have no idea who this is, who I have never seen or heard from before in my life. Yes, he's a model and actor. He appeared in music videos, both Janet Jackson and Jennifer Lopez. This photo was taken in 2003 at WB Upfront, and considering how generic looking the artist rendering is, I'm genuinely impressed that anyone was able to identify this picture. While Travis is fairly well known for now for the show Vikings, he was hardly a major celebrity when the fabric was created. Yeah, so this guy was like in a background of a music video, and he's on the same thing with Jessica Alba? Celebrity number seven is Ian Somerhalder. This dude was also on Lost. Whoever made this is a fan of Lost. This photo was taken in 2005 at the ABC Winter Press Tour Party. The only notable thing about this image is that it shows removing stubble is an option, but not a given. Yes, this dude has stubble in the real photo, and then he has stubble in the pop-up photo. Pop art photo, dear listeners. Finally, celebrity number eight shows us what Orlando Bloom would look like if we cut his nose off to spite his face. In keeping with artistic liberties, his hands have been removed from the image, with an approximation of the rest of his shirt being filled in. This photo is estimated to have been from around 2006 based on the skull and crossbones on his shirt, a clear reference to Pirates of the Caribbean. All right, I don't see any skull and crossbones on his shirt, but am I blind? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Look, it's a photo of Orlando Bloom in the pop-up form, which makes it look like his nose has kind of disappeared. But that's fine. It still looks good. If you were paying attention, you'd have picked up on the fact that all of the source photos for the shower curtain have been taken between 2003 and 2007, with the curtain having originally been purchased by Tontash H in 2008. We have a very clear time frame for when these photos would have been taken and when the celebrities would have been notable enough to put a piece of art together. And yet, with such a limited time frame and all the effort that he has already put into the search, the internet was completely unable to identify who the remaining image was supposed to be. Oh wow, okay. So, celebrity number six. Join me, my friends, and prepare to become extremely annoyed by, or more specifically, about to show you an image. It's a recognizable face. The moment you see her, you're going to feel your brain telling you that you've seen this woman before. You might even immediately have a guess to who it is, like I did. Perhaps your guess was the same as mine, or perhaps it's one of the other 200 celebrities that have been researched trying to find a matching image. I'd love to hear your guess when you look at the image before reading further, Simon. But ladies and gentlemen, celebrity number six. Okay. Yeah, again, this is like, I feel like I know this person. Kevin's absolutely bang on right. That's so weird. Here we go.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Seriously, she looks really familiar, right? My two initial thoughts were either Sharon Stone, before I was aware of the time period for the images, or Elizabeth Banks. Both have already been investigated, however. So while I was wrong, at least my gut reaction wasn't completely insane. Or maybe it was, and I was looking at this all wrong. There is a version of this print available on eBay, and one of the celebrity names listed was Brad Pitt. Ah, no, this is clearly... this is a woman. I think... The image looks clearly female and nothing like Brad Pitt, but in the early days of this mystery, the eBay listing resulted in a lot of time being spent for a matching photo of Pitt, though nothing could be found. The search. We're not going to go over the comprehensive list of hundreds of various celebrities that have been suggested, so instead, let's talk about some of the processes that were used in the search. The images are almost exclusively from press events. The first thing people did was speak out to representatives at Getty Images, as they were the likely owners of the mysterious photograph. Multiple people tried to contact them, but none of the representatives they spoke to recognized the image. This doesn't mean that Getty doesn't own it, it's just the people they were spoken to were no better at identifying it than any of the rest were. Yeah, and Getty has a lot of images. Like, you can't, definitely people at Getty are not aware of every image on Getty. With that tactic yielding no results, the next step was to try and remember the creator of this art. There is a copy of this fabric that could be found in red and grey instead of blue and white, and it's sold by Latke Mraz, a fabric company headquartered in Prague. That's where I live! Maybe Simon can become even more of an internet legend by going down there to demand some goddamn answers. One Reddit user was able to find a 2013 newsletter from Latke Mraz that listed their fabric vendors. None of the three companies mentioned seemed to be responsible, or at least no evidence of it could be found, so it may have been created by a vendor that didn't appear in that newsletter. It's also very possible that the companies were lying about having created it due to fears of using copyright images as the basis of the art. Realistically, the best way to solve the mystery isn't going to be to track down the original artist, as that may be impossible to do anyway. Someone is likely going to have seen the image and immediately recognize where it came from. Until then, brute force research by scouring images is the best we have to go on. We're not without clues either. We know the time period that these images are from. This led to Evangeline Lilly being one of the front runners for the search, as there are already, she played Katie on Lost, right? Kate? As there were already two cast members from Lost featured, and she looked like a reasonable match for the image. But the original photo could not be found. We also know that Travis Fimmel was largely unknown at the time, predominantly being a model. He has since gained a lot of fame, but that wasn't until years after this pattern was produced. It's also possible that celebrity number 6 is another lesser-known model from the same time period, whose career has only waned since then. Adriana Lime appears twice on the fabric, so we know that we can't rule out any of the 6 celebrities already used. Enthusiastic Redditors with nothing better to do have gone so far as to replicate the color of the original image as well as render it in 3D, including moving video renders of the image. That's a lot of time to spend creating evidence that ultimately is likely so different from the original that we can't guarantee it has any real value, but it is dedicated, isn't it? Celebrity number 6 solved. In November of 2021, word started going around that the mystery had finally been solved. After years of searching, the mystery celebrity was in fact Brad Pitt. This was a shocking turn of events, considering that he had been extensively researched at the beginning of the hunt. When the image was revealed, however, people found the similarity undeniable. It is similar, isn't it? It is similar, but it's not quite the same. Gosh. No, it is so similar. Wow. It's not quite the same, though. Like, if they did this... So I'm looking at a photo of Brad Pitt, and I'm comparing it to the pop art image. And then I'm comparing that in my mind to the previous pop images to pop art, which were a lot more simple. Other than the removing Orlando Bloom's hands that were in front of his shirt and putting the image of the shirt back in, which was a necessary change, this is very different. I don't think so. The shading resulting from the shadows on his face seemed to be a dead giveaway, and when inspecting only very close details, it looked like a solid match. But I'm not convinced. The most notable difference is that Brad Pitt's right ear clearly isn't visible, while celebrity number 6 has their hair tucked behind their ear. Exactly. While there was initially some optimism, ultimately the community was not convinced either. The poll on the celebrity number 6 subreddit started off with roughly a 50-50 split, but by the time the poll closed, after people had a little more time to mull over the evidence, the image of Brad Pitt was rejected 2-1. It's interesting that after 2 years, the search wound up back at the same place it had started, but alas, it was still not the answer. All that we've learned is that the photo for celebrity number 6 will look a lot like this picture of Brad Pitt. That's pretty obvious considering that the original photo has to look like the thing printed on the fabric. But the lighting from this picture is a near perfect match for the sort of lighting necessary. Yes, but it's also a studio photograph. It's like this has been shot in a photographer's studio. It's a headshot of Brad Pitt. So we'd be looking for a headshot, but headshots are all lit in similar ways. Like, photographers have studio lights that are set up in similar ways. So it's not exactly surprising that the lighting is the same. If you took another person and sat them in Brad Pitt's chair right here, the lighting would be the same. Still, without the actual photo in front of us, that information doesn't help. And without that information, the actual photo would likely have been no less recognizable as celebrity number six. Wrap up. If I learned anything from the Kate Yupp episode, and if you haven't watched that yet, you should, assuming it was published before this, yes, also possibly not. It's that people are hard to identify when lacking proper details. In Kate's case, she was only ever seen from the mouth down, and suddenly people thought she looked exactly like every missing person case ever. Here, we see the same phenomenon. You take a recognizable celebrity, then oversaturate the image to remove everything about that person that makes them recognizable. You're left with a vague outline that could be nearly anyone that shares a few key characteristics, like hair length and eye shape. I cannot stress enough just how many celebrities have been suggested, and all of them seem viable candidates, from Heidi Klum to Val Kilmer, from Olivia Wilde to Bjork, and even Jean-Claude Van Damme. These are very different looking people, but I guess they've all got this very strong jawline that the person in the picture does seem to have. The other images I could have let slide were they the mystery, but celebrity number six is absolutely maddening. Not only is the celebrity so familiar looking, but I could swear I've even seen this exact image before. And yet, despite being so confident that I must have seen the original image before, after researching, I can't even tell you if it's a man or woman on the fabric. This mystery will not be unsolved forever. It took 1 year to find the original photos used for the first seven celebrities, and it's already been another year focused exclusively on celebrity number six. My only hope is that it is still unsolved by the time this episode reaches YouTube, unless it was solved by the superhero Fact Boy as he kicked in the door to Latke Mraz, demanding that they hand over the facts. Yes, this has been an episode of Decoding the Unknown. If you'd like to watch something else by us right now, and you're watching on YouTube, on the screen is a link to the Kate Yupp episode, where it was basically this weird semi-might-have-been-kidnapping mukbang YouTuber situation. It was super creepy, super weird. I'll link to that below and also on the screen now, so you can go check it out if you so fancy. Or if you're listening to this show, thank you for listening. Please leave a review, that would be amazing, and I'll see you next time.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.